Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani, member by Avram Goldar, and today we're going Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Beis, the 8th Perek HaChovel. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Afa Pishu Nosinlo, although the assailant gives him, meaning the victim, compensation, a nimchulo a jivakish bimenu, he's not pardoned until he requests forgiveness from him. As we find a Kosh Baruch who told Avimelech to appease Avram for taking Sara until he would forgive him and daven for him. The Mishnah adds that a victim who refuses to forgive is considered cruel because we find that Avram davened for Avimelech and he was healed. In a braisa was taught that all the previous payment amounts listed in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph are compensation for the humiliation itself of Al Tzaro, but regarding his mental anguish from worrying about his humiliation, even if he brought all the rams of Nevaios in the world as karbanos for atonement, he's not pardoned until he requests forgiveness from him. Point number two, Rava asks Rabba Bar Mari for a source of the rabbi saying, anyone who asks the Kodesh Baruch for mercy on his fellow's behalf, and he himself needs that very thing, he's answered first. He replied with the pasuk, "Hashem shav es shvus Iov v'hispalu ba'adre'ehu." Hashem restored him that which had been taken from him when Iov prayed for his friend. Rav responded that he had a different source. The pasuk says that Avram davened for Avimelech and his household to be healed, and the next pasuk says, "V'Hashem pakad esara kasher amar." And Hashem remembered Sarah as he had spoken, which Rava darshens to mean that Sarah was already remembered kasher amar Avram Avimelech when Avram spoke, meaning davened about Avimelech. And point number three, Amud Beis continues a series of questions which Rava asks Rabba Bar Mari, beginning with, Naha Milsa Da Amre Inshe, from where can we find a source for this thing that people say, or Da Amar Rabbanan, the rabbis say, for example, Shafu Va'azu Bar Avaza Ve'ene Metafe. A duck stoops as it goes, but its eyes peer afar, meaning looking for food. He responded with Abigail's statement to David, Ve'heiti V'shemu Adoni V'zecharta Es Amasecha, and Hashem shall deal well with my master, and you shall remember your handmaid. Although she had convinced David not to kill her husband Naval, she prophesied that he would die and hinted that David should remember her afterward and take her as a wife. Rashi says this teaches that one's humility should not prevent him from asking for his needs, whether in Torah, his livelihood, or claiming payment for a loan. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Afal pi shehu nosin lo, although the assailant gives him, meaning the victim, compensation, a nimcha lo ad sheyavakesh mimenu, he's not pardoned until he requests forgiveness from him. So we find a Kodesh Baruch who told Avimelech to appease Avram for taking Sarah until he would forgive him and daven for him. The Mishnah adds that a victim who refuses to forgive is considered cruel because we find that Avram davened for Avimelech and he was healed. In a braisa was taught that all the previous payment amounts listed in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph are compensation for the humiliation itself of Al Tzaro, but regarding his mental anguish from worrying about his humiliation, even if he brought all the rams of Nevaios in the world as karbanos for atonement, he's not pardoned until he requests forgiveness from him. Point number two, Rava asks Rabba Bar Mari for a source of the rabbi saying, anyone who asks the Kodesh Baruch for mercy on his fellow's behalf, and he himself needs that very thing, he's answered first. He replied with the pasuk, "Hashem shav es shvus Iov v'hispalu ba'adre'ehu." Hashem restored him that which had been taken from him when Iov prayed for his friend. Rav responded that he had a different source. The pasuk says that Avram davened for Avimelech and his household to be healed, and the next pasuk says, "V'Hashem pakad esara kasher amar." And Hashem remembered Sarah as he had spoken, which Rava darshens to mean that Sarah was already remembered kasher amar Avram Avimelech when Avram spoke, meaning davened about Avimelech. And point number three, Amud Beis continues a series of questions which Rava asks Rabba Bar Mari, beginning with, Naha Milsa Da Amre Inshe, from where can we find a source for this thing that people say, or Da Amar Rabbanan, the rabbis say, for example, Shafu Va'azu Bar Avaza Ve'ene Metafe. A duck stoops as it goes, but its eyes peer afar, meaning looking for food. He responded with Abigail's statement to David, Ve'heiti V'shemu Adoni V'zecharta Es Amasecha, and Hashem shall deal well with my master, and you shall remember your handmaid. Although she had convinced David not to kill her husband Naval, she prophesied that he would die and hinted that David should remember her afterward and take her as a wife. Rashi says this teaches that one's humility should not prevent him from asking for his needs, whether in Torah, his livelihood, or claiming payment for a loan. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Tzadi Beis, and our standard Siman is a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. The man who gave 1,000 turtles from his turtle farm to the man he injured as compensation, but was told he wouldn't be pardoned until he asked forgiveness, was waiting for the injured party to finish davening for the rafua shlema of a friend, which his wife was also in need of, when he was approached by a man in need of a livelihood who asked if he could get hired to work on his turtle farm. Once again, in slow motion. The man who gave 1,000 turtles turtles? That must be more on Duff. Sadi base. Sub. Turtle. The man who gave 1,000 turtles from his turtle farm to the man he injured as compensation, but was told he wouldn't be pardoned until he asked forgiveness. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Afal Pishu Nosinlo. Although the assailant gives the victim compensation, in Nimcholo Adshi Yavakash Mimenu, he's not pardoned until he requests forgiveness from him, as we find a Kosh Baruch who told Avimelech to appease Avram for taking Sarah until he forgive him and daven for him. The Mishnah adds that a victim who refuses to forgive is considered cruel because we find that Avram davened for Avimelech and he was healed. So the man who gave 1,000 turtles from his turtle farm to the man he injured as compensation, but was told he wouldn't be pardoned until he asked forgiveness, was waiting for the injured party to finish davening for the refuah shlema of a friend, which his wife was also in need of. Which reminds us, sources are brought for the saying, Kol mevakesh rachamim al chavero, anyone who asks Hashem for mercy on his fellow's behalf, v'hu tzarech oso davar, and he himself needs that very thing, hu ne'ana tchila, he's answered first. One of the sources being that Avram davened for Avimelech, and Kosh Baruch remembered Sarah, and she became pregnant. So, the man who gave 1,000 turtles from his turtle farm to the man he injured as compensation, but was told he wouldn't be pardoned until he asked forgiveness, was waiting for the injured party to finish davening for the refuah shlema of a friend, which his wife was also in need of, when he was approached by a man in need of a livelihood who asked if he could get hired to work on his turtle farm. Which reminds us, Rabbi Mamari said that the source for the saying, a duck stoops as it goes, but its eyes peer afar looking for food, is from Avigal's statement to David HaMelech, Ve'hitiv Hashem el Adoni, v'zecharta ez amasecho, and Hashem shall deal well with my master, and you shall remember your handmaid. Although she convinced David not to kill her husband Nabal, she prophesied that he would die, and hinted that David should remember her afterward and take her as a wife. Rashi says this teaches that one's humility should not prevent one from asking for his needs, whether in Torah's livelihood or claiming payment of a loan. So once again, the man who gave 1,000 turtles from his turtle farm to the man he injured as compensation, but was told he wouldn't be pardoned until he asked forgiveness, was waiting for the injured party to finish davening for the refuah shlema of a friend, which his wife was also in need of, when he was approached by a man in need of a livelihood who asked if he could get hired to work on his turtle farm. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf peches. So the simmer daf peches is a pach, a garbage can or a dustbin. So here goes. When the Eved Kanani took the garbage can, that must be more on daf peches, pach. When the Eved Kanani took the garbage can outside from the basin, where he was not allowed to give edas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that an Eved Kanani is disqualified as an aid. So when the Eved Kanani took the garbage can outside from the basin, where he was not allowed to give edus, he saw a man approach who threw his claim to his deceased mother's nixnim elu property into the garbage can, since her husband took it based on Dekana Susha, which reminds us, Rav Shmuel Bar Abba of Hagronia's mother, after marrying Rabbi Abba, wrote over her property to her son Rav Shmuel. After she died, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba established Rav Shmuel as a property's owner. Rabbi Yehuda ruled otherwise, quoting Shmuel, that if a woman sold her nixnim elu during her husband's lifetime and then died, the husband collects the property from the purchasers. Thus, Rabbi Abba can take the property from Shmuel Bar Abba. Shmuel's ruling was based on Tekanas Usha, the enactment of Usha, where they decree to strengthen the husband's right to her property, allowing him to collect it from her purchasers after she dies, as Shmuel said. So, when the Eved Kanani took the garbage can outside from the basin, where he was not allowed to give edus, he saw a man approach who threw his claim to his deceased mother's nickname, Alu property, into the garbage can, since her husband took it based on Tekanas Usha. As another person was selling land, his father wrote over to him, while his father retained rights in the produce until his death, which reminds the Gemara brings a machlokas of a kinyan peretz kinyan aguf regarding preventing a sale, such as the case of one who writes over his properties to his son to acquire after his death, whereby the son owns the physical land now, but the father retains the right to its produce until he dies, and then the son sells the land. Daf pei tes. So the simmer daf pei tes is a chalent pot. So here goes. The woman showing off her new chalent pot, that must mirror in daf Peites. The woman showing off her new chalent pot she purchased with the tovas anah she received when she sold her ksuba, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a married woman who sells her ksuba, which the buyer would collect if she becomes divorced or widowed, but not if she dies first. The buyer says, tovas anah l'isha havya, the discounted amount paid by the buyer belongs to the wife. So the woman showing off her new chalent pot she purchased with the tovas anah she received when she sold her ksuba to her friend who was not permitted to sell her ksuba to pay for damages she inflicted, which reminds us on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, the Mishnah taught that married women do not pay for damages they inflict since they do not have money. The Gemara asks that she should sell her nixim elug to pay the victim and is forced to say the cases where she has none. The Gemara asks that she should sell her ksuba for its risk value, and the Gemara explains that even if she would sell the ksuba, she could later forgive the ksuba, which Shmuel taught is effective, which she would certainly do for her husband, and we do not want to actively cause the buyer a loss. So the woman showing off her new chalm pot she purchased with the tova sana she received when she sold her ksuba to her friend who was not permitted to sell her ksuba to pay for damages she inflicted, served some chalm to her nixon maluk slave who wasn't freed when her husband knocked out his tooth, which reminds us, two prices discuss slaves of maluk property owned by the wife and the husband enjoys the produce. One states, Yotzim Shem Ba'ain Le'isha, they go free with the loss of a tooth or an eye inflicted by the wife who's considered the owner of a lola ish, but not if it was afflicted by the husband who is not considered an owner. The other brisa teaches that neither is considered an exclusive owner. Four explanations are offered. Dav Tzadi. So the simmer Dav Tzadi is a stucca box. So here goes. The master who sold a slave but retained his work for 30 days, who was so happy he was still subject to the rule of Yoma Uyomaim when he killed the slave that he put money in the based in tzedakah box, that must be more daf tzadi. The master who sold the slave but retained his work for 30 days, who was so happy he was still subject to the rule of Yom or Yomayim when he killed the slave that he put money in the based in tzedakah box, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a four-way machlokes regarding who gets the din of Yom or Yomayim when someone sells a slave but retains his work for 30 days. The issue is dependent on what one holds, whether kinyan haperos ka kinyan haguftami. So the master who sold the slave but retained his work for 30 days, who was so happy he was still subject to the rule of Yom or Yomayim when he killed the slave that he put money in the based in tzedakah box, was shocked when he noticed some judges who witnessed a murder act as witnesses, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that if Sanhedrin witnessed a murder, Rav Tarfon says some of the judges testify before the others, and the others can judge based on the received testimony. Rav Akiva said that since all of them were potential witnesses, none of them can judge the case. So the master who sold a slave but retained his work for 30 days, who was so happy he was still subject to the rule of Yom or Yomayim, when he killed the slave that he put money in the based in tzedakah box, was shocked when he knows some judges who witnessed a murder act as witnesses, as the judges judging examined the murder weapon, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if a weapon must be examined by the judges or just the witnesses. Daf Tzadi Av. So the simmer Daf Tzadi Av is an exit sign. So here goes. The judges who are busy assessing the old detached exit sign, that must be on Daf Tzadi Av, Tzay. The judges who are busy assessing if the old detached exit sign that was used to assault someone was capable of breaking the victim's arm, which reminds us, Gemara asks, Yesh Omer L'Nizokin, is an assessment made for damages to determine if the weapon was capable of inflicting them, O Ein Omer L'Nizokin, or is an assessment not made for damages? Is an assessment only made for killing where some weapons can kill but others cannot, as opposed to damages, which can always be attributed to whatever weapon was used, or is an assessment made for damages as well? So the judges who are busy assessing if the old detached exit sign that was used to assault someone was capable of breaking the victim's arm, were startled when a tall man started banging his head against the newly installed exit sign to injure himself, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchus if one is permitted to wound himself. So the judges who were busy assessing the old detached exit sign that was used to assault someone was capable of breaking the victim's arm, were startled when a tall man started banging his head against the newly installed exit sign to injure himself as a punishment for cutting down a fig tree while it was still producing fruit, which reminds us, Rav said that a palm tree that bears a cub of dates is forbidden to cut down. Rabbi Chanina said that a son, Shivchas, died prematurely only because he cut down a fig tree while it was still producing fruits. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.